Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted condolences in person from the Dalai Lama for the Orlando shootings. The Dalai Lama is a Buddhist leader revered by Tibetans, and he met with President Obama behind closed doors Wednesday at the White House. President Obama is going to Orlando, Florida Thursday to meet with the victims of the weekend shootings. The White House says that along with survivors of the massacre, the president will meet with the first responders to the attack, as well as doctors and surgeons treating the wounded. Meanwhile, the FBI says the wife of the man who killed 49 people at a gay nightclub had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. A law enforcement official says a federal grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against Nur Zahi Salman. But U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley says it's too early to consider charges.
I'm not going to speculate with respect to any charges that might be brought, or indeed as to whether any charges will be brought. It's premature to do so.
FBI agent Ron Hopper described the attack as both a hate crime and terrorism. The sheriff of Orange County, Florida, where the Disney World theme park is located, says the body of the 2-year-old boy killed by an alligator Tuesday has been found. Sheriff Jerry Demings says the body of Lane Graves was found intact near the area where the alligator dragged him into the water. Demings says the alligator drowned the boy. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire.
And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
Kerry pointedly said the U.S.'s patience is running out. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are holding interest rates steady at a relatively low level in a bid to keep stimulating the economy, which has been slow to recover from recession. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said job creation is not as strong as it should be.
And we have seen some slowing, but the recent couple of months was very low and arguably not even at the pace we need to see to maintain stable labor market conditions.
Yellen told journalists this action should support further progress toward full employment and stable prices. She predicted that consumer spending will rebound and that the U.S. economy will move from a lackluster to a moderate growth rate over the next few years. The National Rifle Association says it will be happy to meet with Donald Trump to discuss gun control in the aftermath of the Florida shootings. NRA chief lobbyist Chris Cox said the group has consistently opposed allowing terrorists to buy guns in the United States. Meanwhile, two newly released opinion polls show increased voter dissatisfaction with Trump. A CBS News poll released Wednesday found a majority of Americans do not agree with the way he is responding to the mass killing. A second poll conducted by The Washington Post and ABC News shows that negative views of Trump have surged. 70% of Americans view him unfavorably, with 56% feeling strongly negative. Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed late on Wednesday to observe a ceasefire near the Torkham crossing along their mutual border. Fighting there in recent days has left 4 soldiers dead and more than 40 people wounded. A British-Iranian woman being detained in Iran has been charged with attempting to overthrow the country's government. Iranian news agencies reported Wednesday that Zananin Zaghari Ratcliffe is accused of taking part in media and intelligence projects aimed at causing what is termed the soft toppling of the Islamic Republic. She is an employee of the Thomson Reuters Foundation, which is the charitable branch of the news agency. From the VOA News Service in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.